Ve'ela told us Yitzchak ben Avram. Avram heard that as Yitzchak. The Medrash says that the emes told means the ma'ira, the things that happen. And the truth is, many things that happened to Avram happened to Yitzchak. The Medrash says zenis nasa ve'zenis nasa. They both had nisyonis. Zen milk kichadishtoy ve'zen milk kichishtoy. Zeh ha'yalei ben echad tzadik ve'ben echad rasha. Zeh roish le'nimulim. Avram was the first one to be nimul, and Yitzchak was the first to be nimul b'yamashmini. Zen nitzel min ha'esh from Akedah, from Urkaspin, but then nitzel min ha'esh from the Akedah. A whole regime of things. But there's another shot, it's interesting, it says Toldos Yitzchak is parallel to Odom Arishin. Zeh Sefer Toldos Ha'odom. And the comparison from Yitzchak to Odom is Ma Odom Nivra Mimokim Kaporo. V'nichnas L'gan Eden, V'nitan La'isha, Acharkach. Yitzchak also was Nekad Al Gabi Mizbeach, which is Mokim Kaporo. And he was Nisrapi in Gan Eden. We know this Midrashim that he went up to Gan Eden. V'nitanai afterwards Rivka. The Ma'aseh, the Pasuk says, the Rishonim will tell, all the Mefarshim will tell him it. The double Lashon, Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, and Avram Ha'ilu Das Yitzchak. The Chassam Sofer says an interesting pshat. Based on the Gemara of the Zohar Daf and Dalet, the Gemara says, Roy Hoya, that if someone was born in Erva, the truth is that really it shouldn't become a Vlad. Because it's connected to Teva. He went, it really shouldn't come a Vlad from Zach. That it becomes a Mamzer, but it shouldn't be. Nor oilam kim and hagi noyim. Like the Zoi, that's the teva, so the meilet, meilet. The Leitzani Hador was saying, the Abimelech Nisabra Sora. The Leitzani Hador was saying that Yitzchak is a mamzer. The Abimelech Nisabra Sora. Now, if Yitzchak is a mamzer, it's possible he can have children. It was teva. But it was all a malami derech teva. Yitzchak is an okor. Rivka is an akor. The mapecha that they were able to have children was shaloike derech teva. Shaloka derech teva, moms shouldn't be able to have kids. So Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avram for the fact that we see that Yitzchak has toilodos. So you see Avram toilodos Yitzchak. Don't go tell us that maybe it's Me'abi Melech. The Basayin says, what's pshan the Litzoni Ador? The Litzoni Ador Atani that Avram Avinu was midas chesed. L'chayir vol given sukapas that a child of Avram should also be chesed. Why should be the mamsh of chesed? Yitzchak is noilad as din gvura. It's more matin to say he was from Avi Melech. The Litzani Ador atining that L'chayr Chesed should beget Chesed. What's the episode? Avram is Chesed and his child is din. Must be from Avimelech. And the answer is no. Look at the children. Yaakov and Esav. A little of that, a little of that. Right? You can see it could be both kinds. Ibazoi from Eila told us Avram that Yitzchak can have different kinds of children. Oichet Chesed, Oichet Gvura. It's not a steer that it can come from Avram. Then says Rivka and Yitzchak Gufa. This form say that Rivka is Lashon, is the same letters as Haboiker. Rivka represents Chesed, and she meets with Yitzchak, who is Lasuach Basod Lofnois Erev. But Faker, opposites attract. That's Gufa. The Shidduch and the children could come out. The different Ifanim. I saw another chat, interesting chat. The Litzoni Adora saying Avimelech Nesaber Sora. So Rashi brings it already that Sor cluster Ponov. He made that Yitzchak and Avram look similar. So that's Eila tells Yitzchak and Avram. But a Yitzchak looks similar to Avram, so that's how we know Avram is the father. It's so interesting, two kashas. First of all, there's a chazal that if an isha, even if she's mezano or nensa, but if her machshov is albaila, it could be that the child would look like the baal. And also, so maybe that's what's the teretz to the leitzana? Maybe it's because she was choshem Avram. And also, how if you want to get married, yivdek ba'acheho. Roiv bonim doimim la'achi ha'ein. Sarah is the mother for sure. The Tanakh Avimelech is the father, not Avram. But Sarah is a brother, a sister, a sibling with Light. Light and Avram, the Gemara says, is Chazal, look similar. So this that Yitzchak looks similar to Avram doesn't advise that the father is Avram. It looks like Avram because it comes from the Anderzai, because it looks like Light. On both of these couches, I saw Mayer de Keteretz. When Yitzchak was born, he did not look like Avram. Not of Teva. And the Leitzonim was saying, snish, a nace happened, and all of a sudden, he looked like Avram. The Batar of the Nes was devised that they should catch on that it's me Avram. About a developed also shtels on the Leitzon, and what's the purpose of the Leitzon? Is it still a Moifus Godel? That Sora Habas Tishim Teleg Divole. So Pashtas, okay, for the Leitzonis. The Leitzonis Machtave. But the Briskarov said, no, the Leitzonim are tiny. About it's a Moifus Godel that Sora 90 years old. Oh, it's because of Avimelech. Don't advise that Avram is the right one. Fakeret me Avimelech Nesabra Sora. Avimelech had gemacht the moitis. The Rashi says, Eila told us Yitzchak, the told us are Yaakov and Esav, Amur and the Parsha. This is really Zeh Sefer, told us are Odom, every person, the Emes, has inside of him the Netiya, the Yavadachira, to be a Yaakov or to be an Esav. You have to do two durch the Parshav. Yaakov the Esav, of Eilat Tovis Yitzchak, is really the Eilat Tovis, the Sefer Tovis Adam, every person. There's so many Nakudas to learn out, but we'll tap on one or two Ninanim. As far as I'm talking about, that Yaakov says Yeshli Koil, and Esav says Yeshli Roiv. That's a murder that you saw in Gashmias. Yaakov is mistopic with what he has. I have everything. I don't need more. He's not the Yeshli one who writes him a sign. And Esav is Yeshli Roiv. Roiv, and he wants much more. But that's murder. That's in Gashmias. In Ruchnis, it's Pumfaket. Yaakov feels like he's an Ekev only. I'm only at the heel. In calls that whatever I did, I still am only at the beginning. Spirit nicht afartige. He doesn't feel like he's already Bishlemus. Esav is Lashon Osui. Esav is also Gematria Sholoin. He feels he's already Bishlemus. He feels he's already at the top. It's mamash the opposite. A person has to realize that Tumfaket. And the Gashmi is to be Zufrieden, and the Ruchni is to be Shoyef. And that's also in the spectrum of colors. On one end you have red, and all the way at the other end you have at the Tachlis is the Tchelis. Yaakov sees the Tchelis. He sees the Tchelis Daim Liyam. He sees the Tachlis. He's all the way at the end of the blue. Esav sees red, all the way at the beginning. And that's the Zeh Sefer Tovus Adam. Every person has to work on focusing on that right Nakuda. Another thing about Esav is, the Moir the Gezachar comes and he says, we're jumping around a little, we're going to come back to the beginning, but it says, Ki Oyef Anoichi. Oyef Anoichi. When it comes to Anoichi, Hashem Alekecha, suddenly he's tired. I call this selective fatigue. You know, some people, you have koikis for what you have koikis for, and rotsin for what you have rotsin for. A person could say, Ein li koich, Ein li moich, or could say, Yesh li koich, Yesh li moich. It's all in the attitude. When it comes to Anoichi, he suddenly, Oyef. That's why we say in the Al-Chetz, in the Vida, Al-Chetz, Chatanu lefanecha, Ba'oynes uva'rotzen. What's Ba'oynes? Chatanu ba'rotzen. What's Chatanu ba'oynes? Chatanu that we said, I'm an oynes. Yeah, Red Zechayim. Al-Chetz, Chatanu lefanecha, Ba'oynes. So we'll start again in the beginning here. It says, the Maisa is that Yitzchak is 40 years old. The Kachti is Rivka. So it's the first in the Pesukim, Yitzchak was 40. It's the first that they waited 20 years to have children. It's the first that Yitzchak was 60. The Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana Beledesais. That's the first. But it's Machlekes Rishayim how old Rivka was. Rashi, in a few places, learns that Rivka was 3 years old. It says, by the Akedah, when Yitzchak was 37, that's when she was born. And it was Nisbaser to them that his Miuedes is born, that Rivka was born. And they waited 3 years she should be Roy. A Pella, they're waiting 3 years she should be Roy. And then there's a whole story of sending Eliezer to find a shidduch in the Beltarim. Epis klapnisht. It's Eliash. But on the other hand, Tosfos in a few places learns that Rivka was in fact 14. Nishalol Naira Vinikra Espi, it says in last week's parasha. And she was 14. That's a machloikis Rishonim. The Meshech Chokhmah has a nice deek like Rashi. It says that Yitzchak, it says Ki Akorahi. It says Ki Akorahi, but it says it with a Vav. He says, because he with a Vav is Gematria 12. Because she was only in Akara for 12 of the years. Nachon, they waited 20 years to have children. But she was only 3 with Rashi. So the first 8 years don't count. Until you expect it, Bechlal, that she's out. So she was only in Akara, she was only in Akara for 12 of the years. Luma said, Tosfos learned that she was 14. Tosfos in Baba Basra, Tosfos in Yevamos, Tosfos in Daskenim. We spoke about this the previous week because Tosfos had the famous Kasha Baba Basra, Nafkuf Mamalaf Amid Beis, that if Avram had a daughter, why did he look for a shidduch for Yitzchak? He could have married her off to the daughter. We discussed it. It's a choysa. We had issues with this. But that's Tosfos' kasha. One of Tosfos' tzrutzim is she was too young, that daughter. She was too young. Rivka was 3, so how old was she? 2. That's the grace of Teretz. Tosfos l'shitosi. It's a little more mishmak. That she was 14. Rivka was 14. The daughter, the Baka, was too young. She was 5, 6, 7. Much younger. The other says you could say different, that even if Rivka was 3, but who's the mechutin? Lavan, Mesua. So he can marry her off. What the kasha was that there's a din. The Gemara says in Kedushin, you're not supposed to marry off your daughter when she's a katan. And the kasha was that Yitzchak should marry Avram's daughter. And that Tosfos answers, Avram couldn't marry his daughter off. There's a din. A person's not supposed to marry off his daughter when she's a katan. Avram keeps all the mitzvahs. Oh, but this that the mechutin, first of all, she's a yisoyim because Mesua died. It rather worked out. But even if not, what's gated on that the mechutin's marrying off a katan? I was like, you can fall off the whole stickle. Maybe Rivka is also 3. Baka was too young. She was only 8, yeah? But she was too young. Avram couldn't marry her off. I saw once in a sefer, interesting, that it's not a stira. Rivka was about the 14, but what it means by the Akedah, means she was already 11, but by the Akedah, when Sarah was Nisbasa on the Akedah, she was Nefteris, Sarah's Neshama went into Rivka. So Kilu, she was Nolda Mechadosh, and that's what it means, she was a Bechin of 3 years old, that she, at the time of the Akedah, when she was physically already 11 years old, she then got the Neshama of Sarah, and she was that Bechin of 3 years old. Now Yitzchak is davening, Yitzchak and Rivka are davening for 20 years. I saw Noichach is Rosh Hashanah, Nishmas Kol Chai. And that's the tefillah that they were mechaber. That's why the emes at the end of Nishmas, certainly if you go with Nusach Svard, the Fi Yisharim Tesbar, Tzadikim Tesroim, Chasidim Teskalish, and Kedoshim Teshalol, and a lot of Sederim, you have it even spelled out like that. It's the letters Yitzchak. The first letter of Yisharim, Tzadikim, Chasidim, Kedoshim is Yitzchak. And the middle letter in Tesbar, Tesroim, Teskalish, Teshalol is Rivka. Yitzchak and Rivka are nirmaz in the tefillah nishmas kol chai, because that's the tefillah they were in the schadish. Nishmas kol chai. Noichach is nishmas kol chai. Vayisroi tzu aboni bekirbo, vatoimerim came omaz el noichi. Vatei lech lidrush es Hashem. I saw an interesting pshat. In the swarm it's brought down. There's a moirid that, there's a lot of that. Let's just touch on the nekuda. Shema Yisrael Hashem alekeinu Hashem achod. Is gematria 1118. So it was a lot of other things, but what's negay for us is that Rivka, if you spell out the letters Reish, Beis, Kuf, Hey, Reish, Yuchin, Beis, Yutof, Kuf, Vav, Pei, and Hey, it adds up to 1118. But it's Tully, because there's 3 ways to spell Hey. Hey, 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 Aleph, and Hey, Yud. Only if you spell it Hey, Hey, is it Genoi, 1118. So Rivka Motinov, Taka, is Grace and Yonim in her name. So Vatelech, Lishus Hashem, Zagrashi, Lirois mat hei besoifo. She wanted to see. She went to the Rosh Hashem to find out what's at the end. Is it taka hei hei? And that's the woman's pastor. That yeah, that she's taka es Hashem. That she's Shema Yisrael Hashem alikeinu. Mais I saw from the going. It says in Bereishis is Barashis, that the going brings that Barashis, that Hashem created the world with the first 6 letters of the Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis Gimel Aleph Hei Vav is Barashis. The Bria was with Aleph Beis Gimel Aleph Hei Vav. If you spell Aleph Gimel Beis Gimel Aleph Hei Vav, you spell it out. Over here, you have to do all 3. You spell it hey, 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 vav, hey, 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 aleph, hey, yud. And also vav, you spell the 3 ways. Vav, 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 yud, vav, and vav, aleph, vav. You need all 3. Everything together, 1118. So she's not sure what's going on, because the bottom of Bekirba, she thinks it's one Meshuggah, but in the end, they tell her, no, it's Rosh and it's Tzadik. That was not bothering her. She was worried about that it's Ein Tzadreita. But the Maisa, she was trying to figure this out, but she passed by the shul, Yitzchak, Yaakov wants to go out. She passed by, it's Esav the Zohar. Esav wants to go out. Why didn't he go out? Why didn't he go out? You know, the Medrash says that Yitzchak and Rivka were supposed to have 12 Shvatim, but the reason she didn't is because when Esav came out, he was odoyim because he drank all of the dam that was inside and also ate the whole rechem. And that she couldn't have children anymore. So why did he wait? Why didn't he go out? He was out first. So I saw one shot. He stated he doesn't want to make sure one zach. Yak is a mishtar hanging in his medrash. And a different nusach. What does he have to go after? What does Esav want to do? So bitterin and mamarzain and moirzain and Yaakov. If Yaakov's thinking about the story, he wants to go out to chepper and Yaakov. If Yaakov liked the rhyme. Stated inside he was cheppering. The askena brings that he was here. He was cheppering. He was shtechin Yaakov the whole time. Because of the sar. There's another shot from the going that she says, "Vatoymer and Kain, Lomazah Anoichi." She sees that Anoichi Hashem Alekech. Means there's only one Bashefer, Hashem Alekech Hashem Achod. But he's going out over here, right? We know that Rabbi Kiva was Dairish, Shimon Amsuni was Dairish all the Es and Shebatoyra. When he came to Es Hashem Alekech Atira, he stopped. What did he dash in an Es Hashem? Rivka says, one second, he's going out by Avodah Zarah, he's going out by Beis Knesset, this Taketur Shuyis. Vateilach Lidrish Es Hashem. We could darshan es the rabbis that there's another koyach. And they told her no. So she said, Lomazah Anoichi, you tell him he's only one. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat in the... I heard once a pshat that she passed by a Reformed temple. I think it's not, Reformed temples, it says that there's a difference. I'm a conservative. Reformed, it's not crazy. But she passed by, and both wanted to go out. So they said, what's the pshat? So they explained that what's this is. This is a false shemaisis. She said, Lama Zanoich. What's the Ligan say the... So Lama Zanoich. Why do they have a... So there's a difference on there. Some say that the ikkar that when they were vashar that it's too, why is she suddenly nirga, why is she suddenly calmed down? Because they told him, don't worry, they won't have a bad hashpah, the Esav won't have a bad hashpah on Yaakov. Already, don't worry. And another thing that they tell her is that the Rav Yavoy Tzair, her it's a Meredith of Shat. Person, people have shifas, but they have big shifas, they become a Rav, to become Gogol. It doesn't just happen as a, you know, suddenly you're 80 years old and you're a Metzis Gdolatar. No, it's Yavoy Tzair. Mishvitz, the Mahar of it. Now don't read the story from the end. It's a whole lifetime with Nisyonis and Yisurin and learning the Torah Shalom and Ba'af. Yavoy Tzair. And then you become Rav. You know, Reb Chaim Volozhin writes, the Mishnah says, everyone who misquotes this Mishnah, Eves HaMalacha Usnas HaRabonis. Yeah? Go to work. Eves HaMalacha Usnas HaRabonis. Zok Reb Chaim Volozhin Pshat in the Mishnah. It means a person that's a Rav. The Rav, there's two parts. He has to sit in Harav and learning. And eventually he becomes a Rav. So, Eves Malacha. Love the Malacha of the Rabbanah. Steigen and learn in Agansa Tog and Agansa Nach. Usnas HaRabbanis. The Etzem Rabbanis, the Ginui Kavod that comes around with it. That you should be signing. But Hot Lim the Malachas HaRabbanis. Eves Malachas HaRabbanis. Don't forget, the Ikur is the Steigen. The Netziv says a different shot. What does it mean, Barav Yavoy Tzair? Them, as we know, Yaakov and Esav, it's always a... The Gemara says in Megillah, if you tell me both are up now, both are down, it's always one and one. When one is up, the other one's down. So that's why it says Virav Yavoy Tzair. It can be read Virav Yavoy Litzair or Virav Yavoy Bitzair. What does it say? Neither. It leaves it blank. It's always hanging. It could be Virav Yavoy Bitzair or Rav Yavoy Litzair. Now I always say over that there's a similar part. It says Beirin and Tluyim Voimdin. Shana says, the Tzadikim, it says Zachrenu Lichayim. For the Rishoyim, it says Lachaim. The Gemara says in the Dorim that when a Patach is like, it says Lama Aleph, like Loy. So the Tzadikim get Lichaim, Lachaim. The Rishoyim is a Patach, Lachaim. Bainani, clean by him, but there's no Nechudas yet. During those 10 days, we're deciding if you're going to get a Shavo or a Patach. You have to know how to fill in what's going to be filled in. Vayigdalu hanaorim. Rashi says, "Kol zman shayu ktanim loy hayu nikarim b'maseiv ve'ein adam medaktik behem ativam kiven shenasu b'nei shloishes rei zeh pirish labotei medrash zeh pirish labotei dezara." By 13 they split. Ma'aseh tzapela. Chazal say that the reason Avraham Avinu was nifter at the age of 175, as opposed to l'chayra the shleimus, is supposed to be 180. Yitzchak was 180. Yaakov lives 147. This cheshbon is why he loses 33 years. But why did Avraham Avinu nifta 5 years early? So he shouldn't see Esav, his anakel, go with Tarbis Ra. The Pella is that Rashi says here that he went with Tarbis Ra at the age of 13. At the age of 13, he went to Zehayilach Beis Medrash. Avraham Avinu was alive for another 2 years. Good kishef nachas during those 2 years. What's the pshat? If Avraham Avinu was already being nifta young, so he shouldn't see. 2 years he sees. I heard a Meredik of art from Rav Michal Zilber. Meredik, the Mishnah says, Ben Eser le Mishnah, Ben Shloishes Rei le Mitzvis, Ben Chameshes Rei le Gemara, Ben Shmanes Rei le Chupa, v'chulei. He says, as a 13-year-old, Esav could fake it. To say that. He comes to the visit to Zayda, he comes with questions, Zayich Masr Nesam Aleph, this is fine. Get out the land. Ben Chameshes Rei le Gemara. You can't fake it. Either you know the Daf Gemara, you don't know the Daf Gemara. At 15, if Avraham Avinu would have stayed alive, and then Avraham Avinu give him a Fahara, the Daf Gemara, that he couldn't fake. There, it had to be that Avraham Avinu. The Shloishes, I can say it again. But the Daf Gemara wasn't canon. Now, Lamaisa, that's what happened. It was their 15th birthday, Be'erach, that's what's going on, and Avraham Avinu was Nifter. And Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu was preparing the Nezid for the Meichel Avelus for his father. He's an Enikel, but Yitzchak is sitting Shiva now for Avraham. And Yaakov is preparing the Meichel Avelus, the Nezid, round food. And yeah, and Esav is busy. The Gemara says in Bababasud after Zion, Esav is busy being over chamesh averus by seyoyim. Baal na amarasa hargas anefesh kafar beikar kafar betchis amesim shotas abchayra. Agamsa Rishima, very busy day yet. The Ma'aseh Chazal say it's a medrash. There's makaris to this that this was erev Pesach. And I saw a fascinating chiddush in the Prima Gadim. Shulchan Aruch, Prima Gadim, Hilchas Pesach. He brings as one of the averis that he did, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, that he was Baal Na'amar Rasa. Zok the Prima Gadim, what does it mean, Baal Na'amar Rasa? It means it was Erev Pesach. And Erev Pesach after Chatzos, the Yerushalmi says, Kol Ha'oichel Matzah, the Erev Pesach, not Chom, it's Matzah, Kol Ha'oichel Matzah, Erev Pesach, Ki'ilu Ba'il Arusavsi the Beis Chom. Pshat is that on Erev Pesach, we're becoming engaged to the Matzah. Leila Seder, we actually make seven brachas. We make, if you make count, the Rishonim work out that there are seven brachas during the Leila Seder. Birchas Bir Chometz is Birchas Eirson, that's in the morning, then it's Eirson. But during those few hours, you're not allowed to eat the matzah yet. It's Eirson, Kilu Bol Arusas. And it says, Esav ate the lechem. What was lechem? It wasn't Chometz, it was matzah. And that's what the Gemara means. There's a Prima Gadim. That he was Bol Na'am Arusas, it's a play on words. It means he was Bol Arusas, because he ate the matzah on Erev Pesach. So my idea, I was always schwer, what about the Nazir Adoshim? It's kidneys. Harbi Chuvas Bedover. I think a good teretz could be, I want to say a chiddush, I'm not sure Ladina, you have that fucking a poisik. I want to clear that maybe the Isra of kidneys is only during the 7 days of Pesach itself. Erev Pesach from Chatzoy, since there's no chorus yet on the Chometz, you could eat the potato chips, kosher lo'ich le'kidneys. This is a kidneys, bring it right. This is a kidneys, it's only by night. Erev Pesach. Now Esav asks, "Halitaini no mina odoy ma'odim azeh zok the chavis yor halitaini no." The emes when you cook nizid adoshim, it turns brown. When it's raw, it's still red. And that's what Esav is saying. Halitaini no, give it to me when it's still raw. But Yaakov said it's not ready. He said no. Halitaini no, even though no means not totally cooked, even though it's not brown, it's red. I want it red. I want it now. No, it's now. Who wants it now? So Marit HaGazach, that flaw brings a beautiful pshat. It says there was lechemos, so we said the matzah. Lamaise, he didn't. He said halitaini, eh? What's with the bread? He didn't ask for bread also. So I saw pshat like this. The emes, yeah, Esav walks in. And that flaw writes this. The point of the office, that flaw. Esav tells him, I'm hungry, eh? Oyev. He's oyev from Metzicha. Yaakov says, okay, Netilas Yadayim. Esav didn't want to do Netilas Yadayim. Why? Shtei taposik. Mayim karam al nefesh ha-yefa. Oyef is the oyef from Metzicha. If you wash your hands, when you kill someone with your hands, there's a klipa. I'm already the ketum of klipa of Retzicha. Esav wanted that klipa. He wanted to be mechaber to the tzitra avra. He wanted to be. So he didn't want to wash his hands. He said, "Fakir, I don't want mayim karam al nefesh yef. I want to keep the klipa on my hands. I don't want to do netilas yadayim because I want to keep the klipa of the Retzicha on." So Yaakov says, "No netilas yadayim, no bizakim, yeah, no lech." So he says, "Okay, halitaini, I'll be machmir. You know, I won't touch." Because Yaakov wasn't going to do it in the favor, yeah? So he says, that's why he said halikaini, because he didn't want to do Netilas Yadayim. Although the emes is, it's interesting, he didn't ask for the lechem. Yaakov gives him lechem. So I saw an interesting mice. We know that Yaakov says in the first, he wants to buy the Bechayra. He wants to buy the Bechayra. Yaakov knew if he's going to sell the Esav the Bechayra, Esav is going to come afterwards and say, I was an oinus. I was starving, I was going to die, I was mamash kuf nefesh. So I said, at any price, yeah, but it's oinus. Bemis, you can ask a shayla, I love all the mice. Someone is mamash starving, someone asks him, you have anything to eat? I mean, he says, yeah, here's a blintz, $100. The guy says, $100. You want the blintz, $100. He says, okay, I have no choice. Then he says afterwards, I'm a ptur oinus. Yaakov wanted to avoid this shayla. So he says, first eat the bread. Zayt zechrug, then I'll give you the nizir adoshim. And the mechir was for the nizir adoshim, not with the lechem. Avadet you do with the ktsois in Simon Reish Ayin Ches if Kotin Yud Gimel brings the kasha from the Rivosh. How could Yaakov buy the Bechayra? Lechertz Dovash Lebel Oilam. The ktsois brings the kasha. So like I said, the ktsois brings that the Rivosh answers. The ktsois in a few places brings this Rivosh. The ktsois says that Koidim Atan Torah there was no issue of Dovash Lebel Oilam. But the ktsois himself says a different terrorist. The ktsois says that the gather over here was that Esav was nostalgic from the Bechayra. When Meil was hefker, Yaakov took it. And the Ksois, that's the topic of the Ksois Dig, rather. The Rivosh is not his topic. The Yisoid over there is in Simon Reish Ayin Ches, that the Ksois is Machadish, that there's no chasar on a Dabash Leibolim on Siluk. A Mamash Achalois Kenyan you could do, but just to be Mistalik is Chal on Dabash Leibolim. I've then cooked the Ksois Redden. Also, don't know Chasuk, but he wrote Ba'oretz, Milvan, Rav Arishoin, and Trefzach HaMaisi, and Yitzchok, and Avimelech. Now, finally, Avimelech tells his people, after the Almighty, he says, Hanegeh b'ish hazeh mois yumas. Which Pashit means, he's saying, okay, we don't mess with this guy. Everyone, derech eretz v'yitzchak. The Netziv says punkfaket. He was doing sanctions. After all, Avimelech didn't want to do it. So he told his old people, whoever does business dealings with Yitzchak, I'm putting him in the boycott. He's making. And he gave Mishas Emoisumas. No one do business dealings with him. As I said, the Netziv. Not like the Mishas. He was saying, don't. Let's get this guy out. But the Maisa Yitzchak is very matzliach. Mei Shorim. The floor right, Mei Shorim. Betzem, it's more than Mei Shorim. Because Meir, he says, Samach Mem is Gematria Meir. Then he can still give Avimelech, the Samach Mem, the Koyach, the Sefach, they can check it. Ain't they doing the Meir Pa'omim? Le Meir Pa'omim Be'echot. Okay, one of them. More than 100. He also writes a beautiful pshat. What's the 100? Mice of a similar bonim. When the Yidin were in Mitzrayim, they were in Memtes Kemat Nun Shari Tumma, and they went out of it, but they also not only went out of the Nun Shari Tumma, they also go into the Memtes or Kemat Nun Shari Kedusha. I forget, that's 100. That's the Meir Shorim. The Mapach, all the way from the bottom to the top, is the Meir Shorim. There's a whole sugya of the Be'eris, they keep on, Chafiris Be'eris, Him Tzirik, the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Mechai, a lot of Rishonim write that the Be'eris is going on the Batei Mikdash. It's representing the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash. But it also represents the Inyan of the Be'eris. The Sfarim talk about it a lot. That every person inside himself is a be'er. There's a pasuk. Mayim amukim eitza belev ish ve'ish tvunas yedlena. Deep down inside a person, the emes is an eitza. You know, I saw it in Volga writes also, there's a pasuk. Rabbis machshavis belev ish v'atzas Hashem hitokim. Where's the atzas Hashem? Inside the rabbis machshavis. It's there. It's buried down deep there. There might be a lot of offer and avonim and vosnish that's staring. But if a person's choifer, then how to do a chafira? You have to write kli chafira, write hachama. But a person could be choifer, l'toich, the be'er, omoik, the toich nafshoi, and he could pack a kum to the right maskana. You could find the eights of the toich, the chafira, and never to give up. It gets stuffed up, you try again. That's the limud. The limud of the chafira of the be'eris. The Hemshech, you have the Groysa Sukh, Yitzchak wants to give brachas. Yitzchak wants to give a bracha. And he wants to give the bracha to Esav. Why he doesn't want to give a bracha to Yaakov also? Come to garnish Yaakov. Whatever he thinks about Esav, but Yaakov come to garnish. As far as I'm explaining, Avad if I care, Yitzchak wanted, Lamazagan with a mushal, he wanted a Yisachar Zvulun situation. And he wanted that all the chef of the Gashmias should be Dur Chatzinor from Esav. In order that Faker, it should be a chef for both of them. That's what he wanted. He thought that it could be a matzav of Yisachar Zvulun. Rivka didn't want that. Rivka wanted that Yaakov shouldn't be connected to the hashpah should come from Esav. Yaakov is the yeshivas. It shouldn't have to getting the budgets from the people that is anti the yeshivas. It should be, I don't know how it should work, but it should work. Aram Yisrael is nice, but I'm Eitzah. But not mechubur to the Eitzah. That was the Bikuach over here. Now Rivka has a plan. She wants the Yitzchak's brachas to go to Yaakov. But Yitzchak Be'emes wants to give them to Esav. So she has a plan, there's a whole thing. She puts she was malbish on Yaakov. The Lashon of the Pasuk, she was malbish the oiris kiti izem, hilbish al yodoy, bal chilkas tzavorov. Rabbi Ephraim writes that's tefillin. He's not Madai. Helbisha Al is Gematria Bottom, which is Tfillin, and Al Yodav Al Tzavori. There was a. It says, Big Abachin of Tfillin. Vayigash Yaakov al Yitzchakov, Vayyushayu, Vayoymer, Hakoil Kol Yaakov, Vayadayim with Esav. This is the story. Yaakov comes in first. Esav is still hunting there, yeah? So Yaakov comes in, Yitzchak touches him, checks out the situation. He takes back at the situation. He says, Hakoil Kol Yaakov. A dime the Esav to steer it. Below Yikira. He's taka confused. Ki ha yodav. It's Eros. Vayivarachay. Pashup Shat. Call for help, ask them what's going on. He doesn't see. Hakoka Yaakov, and I'm getting sick. How much a pillow? Asach read enough then. There's a famous shot from the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi says that Yitzchok or Esav or both knew that there's a position over here, and the Lachar Yaakov is going to come in with a plan. And they said to themselves, Mustoma Yaakov is going to, he's going to come in feeling like Esav and talking like Esav, and Gan's an Esav. So they said, let's know that it's Azoy Pasirt, then we'll know it's Yaakov. The way that it should be a simon that it's Esav is it should be Kol Yaakov. And just the Yadayim would be the Esav. And so you have to get the puzzle like this. Yitzchak says to himself, Kol Yaakov, Yadayim, the Esav. V'lo Yikirai, not V'lo Yikirai because he was confused. Fakert, he was positively convinced that it's Esav. V'lo Yikirai, he's making a mistake. V'lo Yikirai is the narrator saying, Lamais is making a mistake. I'll say so to Beis Halevi. Lamais is a teller for many reasons, but V'roisham, when Esav comes in, he doesn't talk like Yaakov. I think he practiced really, really hard. Didn't go. Comes in, says, Yochum Ovi. It's Gaish! I can't. This is after practice. Yeah? Gaish. The Maisa, the Medrash says, it's a famous Medrash. Hakol Kol Yaakov, Yadayim the Esav. Bismarin Shakol Kol Yaakov, then the Yadayim are not going to be Yadayim. When it's not Kol Yaakov, then it's going to be Yadayim the Esav. As I said, the Medrash, that when the Kol Yaakov is starved, then the Esav falls. It's a pillar. That's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk puts them together. Hakol kol yakov, yadayim de'esav. Zok the goyim. It says it lashon chaser. Hakol without a vav. Hakol is the first hakol. Hakol is without a vav. Then hakol is with a vav. When the koil of Yaakov is hukal, it's weak. Then yadayim de'esav. Hakol that it's weak. Lashon kal. When there's a kalus in the koil of Yaakov, then the yadayim is de'esav. My son, then Esav comes in, and Yitzchak says, who was here before? And Yitzchak tells him, Bo achicha b'mirma v'yikach b'rchasecha. B'mirma, the Targum, he says, b'choch misa. Oh, but there's a beautiful pshat in the Chidah. Parashat Yosef also brings similar. B'mirma is gematria afikoyman. That was the chochm. Yaakov gave him afikoyman, ein maftir, and what does the ben chochm say? Ein maftir in achar pesach afikoyman. This was Leil Pesach. This was Leil Pesach. And Yaakov gave him from afikoyman, and therefore he can't eat anymore. Azoy Yitzchak would still maybe give a bracha to Esav. Also, a parallel bracha, a different bracha, a starker bracha, an overpowering bracha. No, but the chaf is, he says, I can't eat. It's already noch afikoyman. Esav is very upset. So state Yikru v'yimi evil Ovi. He's going to wait till Yitzchak dies, and then he's going to kill Yaakov. What does this mean? Esav knows who Yitzchak is. Yaakov knows. Rivka knows. Everyone knows. These are brachas. Whatever these brachas mean, it's coming from the Marishan, from Avram to Yitzchak. It's not a. And they were given to Yaakov. Esav understands that. It's not a game. This is a real thing. The brachas are given to Yaakov. So what's he going to kill him? He's waiting for Esav to die. Yitzchak to die. So there's a pshat, he's waiting for Yitzchak to die, because if Yitzchak dies, then he's going to kill Yaakov, and he's going to yarshin the brachas. He wants to kill Yaakov before Yaakov has kids. And that's dafka why he's waiting until Yitzchak dies, because if Yitzchak is still alive, and when a person dies, if there's no kids, the first yarish is the father, Yitzchak will then re-yarshin the brachas, and technically Yitzchak can give them to anyone he wants. So he wants to dafka wait until Yitzchak dies, because after Yitzchak dies, then he's going to kill Yaakov and get the brachas as Yerusha. That's an Efshera plan, what he wants to do. Now Rivka realizes that it's Taka Sakana, so Rivka tells him, well, Yitzchak even sends him away. Betzim, Yishlach Yitzchak is Yaakov. Yelach Padena Rami Lovan Ben Besuol Arami. Achi Rivka. We're giving him the Yichus over here, right? He sends Lovan. He sends him away to Lovan Ben Besuol, who's the brother of Rivka. Ain Yaakov Esav. Rivka is the mother of Yaakov Esav. I think we knew that. Zog Rashi. Ain Yodei Amam Alamdin. Now, first of all, Halachah L'maaseh, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to do Shnayim Mekavecha Targum, and the Ramah says that you're supposed to also do Rashi, Yerushimayim Yetzi Shneim. It's a school of Yerushimayim to do Shneim. Avada, you do this Rashi also. You don't patch the Rashi. Rashi is any day. This is a Rashi. Any day, Mamalam. But the Chassam Sofer says, Moir the Kipshat. What's it teaching us over here? Ein Yaakov Esav. Yitzchak is not the father of Esav. Ki be Yitzchak yikari l'chazar v'loi kol Yitzchak. Esav is not miyuchas to Yitzchak. He's not Zera Yitzchak. Hanoidim is Zera Yitzchak, it's only Yaakov. Aber Rivka is Esav's mother. Esav is yeah, a brother of Yaakov. Only min ha'aim. He's taken out of Achman Av. So shtikol stira to the Yerusha birth, because then he wouldn't yarshin. Achman ha'aim doesn't yarshin. He would have went to Yishmol, to Ben Keturah or something. You'd have to work out who to go to. But there's a lot of rise to this. You know, it's also, they say it in Parshas Vayishlach, when Arbam is Ish, and Malochi Chavola from Yaakov's end of the deal, meet up with Esav, and he says, don't chapter me, I'm the Enochel of Avram. And they continue chaptering him. He says, I'm Yitzchak's son. They continue chaptering him. He says, I'm Yaakov's brother. And then he stopped. So you pass the one, it's PR for Yaakov, you know. Aber Zokta Briskarov, he's not an Enochel of Avram. He's not a son of Yitzchak. He's a brother of Yaakov. Min Ein. Ein Yaakov Esav. Ein Yaakov Esav. Rivka is the mother of Yaakov Esav. But I saw a different shot. What does Rashi mean? Eini dei yamamalam deini. So one shot I saw, interesting. You know, there's a big balagan with Yaakov and Esav. Who's the Bechor? Esav came out first, but that means Yaakov was first. And Yaakov bought the Bechor. He did. It was a Mechir. It wasn't. Yeah, he's right. So ma could mean mi ha-Bechor. Eini yodei mi ha-Bechor. Milam deinu. The Pasuk teaches us. Ein Yaakov ve-Esav. She's Yaakov is first. Eini yodei ma. I don't know mi ha-Bechor. The Pasuk puts Yaakov first. That's what we learn. That's Pshat Rashi. I saw a different shot also. Moir the Kazakh, we spoke at the beginning of the parasha that Yaakov and Esav is the mother's Zach. You wonder who the father is, the parents are. You see two different kind of kids. Yitzchak is sending Yaakov now to Lavan. We're going to handle the shidduch with Rachel and Leah. Rachel and Leah is the daughters of Bisuel. But you know, when you look for a shidduch, you look at the brothers. Who's the brother? Lavan. Who's Lavan? Lavan is the brother of Rivka. So, what's this Lavan guy about? Is it a good place to send? Who's Lavan? I don't know. Let's check what the kids are over here. Any of them, Mam Lam Deni. Look at Rivka's kids. They're doing it to their uncle, right? Kids are doing it to the Achiyayin. So, here, any of them, Mam Lam Deni. I can't figure this out. There's a Yaakov and an Esav. So, Zok Rashi. Azoy, we're going to try to figure out that when Yitzchak is going, sending Yaakov away for a shidduch. L'chari, the way to check it out is to see who Lavan is. We don't know who Lavan is. We'll check it out. No, any day, Mamal and Dani, vice versa. Because there's also a Yaakov, there's also an Esav. So I don't know what it's supposed to teach me. But Mais, it's interesting. Yaakov is now going to look for a shidduch. It's interesting. Okay, I'm saying no, good.